Got something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire.
And tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Greg Gordon with us, funnyboneomaha.com. Through the weekend, Saturday afternoon is actually through Saturday night. Saturday afternoon is, no, excuse me, Sunday afternoon
Sunday.
Is a kid's show. I'm sorry. And he's with us this morning. Also, you know, we mentioned before 1,000 times you live in Toronto, and I asked you about moving to the your wife's Canadian also, right?
Yeah.
How do you get, how could you live here? And by the way, could somebody just trade with you that wants to leave?
Well, with my...
not me. I think there'd be a big
Good
line.
Point.
I think there'd be a big line that would take an American that wants to be a Canadian for maybe 3 or 4 more years, yeah. Maybe a year. We don't know.
Sort of
random. Maybe a year,
program,
maybe 4 years. Yeah. You know.
I think it's easier for a Canadian to become an American citizen than vice versa.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, not a citizen.
There are a lot of Americans up there.
Yeah, but you just want to live here, right? If you might want to live
with
here.
My visa, yeah. I can.
Okay, still. Yeah. Got it. And you can bring your wife with you.
Oh, I think I'd have to.
Yeah. Woohoo! Yeah.
I think I would have to.
Because right. we checked into even buying property up in Canada, and you had to jump through a lot of hoops. You had to prove that you were going to be there for a certain amount of time. And if you wanted to move there, you had to prove that you already had to have a job. You Canadians make it tough.
Well, you guys don't make it any easier. I mean, with the wall and everything.
Yeah, the wall, that working too. Get a ladder, climb that. You said a lot of Americans.
That ladder.
A lot of Americans in Toronto?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of there. Yeah, because whenever there's.
Has there been a surge since 2016? Yeah. Just curious.
Yeah, there has been.
I noticed there were quite a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't blame them. But we live in Omaha and hang out. Funnyboneomaha.com.
Yeah. We have no equity in Toronto.
Nope, not at all.
We have to start.
But you can kind of pretend, can't you?
I mean,
No.
What do you mean?
Pretend what?
Well, that you just stay in your bubble, basically.
Try to. Yeah. Now, it's tough that we do something like we do for a living. The bubble is pretty big.
A lot going on in the bubble.
Yeah,
you get poked from many sides in the bubble.
Yeah, we got a lot of bubble. The bubble's big here.
Yeah, and you
got
to figure what part of the country we live in. So it's
I got you.
There's no getting away from it.
Yeah. I got you. I got you.
There's no haven.
What's up, Craig?
What is up? New Hampshire police chief got fired. And then when you are fired by this in Croydon, New Hampshire, you have to give up your badge, your uniform, your cruiser. The union leader reports that the Board of Selectmen there in Croydon voted to dissolve the police chief Richard Lee's position, ordering him to surrender his cruiser and uniform. So he took off his clothes, handed in his keys, stripped down to his boots and underwear, and started walking home in a snowstorm. His wife picked him up about a mile later.
Didn't you used to close your show that way? When it was cold out? Yeah. I'm done. I'm walking home in my boots and underwear. Good night, everybody.
Good night!
I'm not cold.
Kind of ballsy, huh?
Yeah. Just, he showed
he was
them.
The, yeah. Well,
about halfway down the street, he said, I should have done this, right?
Well, but at the same time, there was no one to bust him. He was head of the small town's one-man police department.
Wow.
They didn't think to get a replacement after
Not
they
that
fired
quickly.
Him.
I think that they were willing to let him go home and turn in his uniform later.
They probably were, right?
He did not go for that.
No. He wanted to prove a point until he got halfway down the road and froze his balls off.
Yeah, I really thought this was going to end with he's dead now.
Right.
No. Jeez, who would do that? No,
you
would. You would. No. Yeah.
You've got to be a horrible cop for them to be like, you know what? We're just not going to have any.
Right.
It's so bad. We don't want any police.
We're better with no cops. Yeah.
That would have been time to go on a crime spree in small town New Hampshire then. Yeah. No cops. Because, word gets around to those small communities really
no
quickly.
No cop.
That was the situation.
No cop.
Not cops.
Calling all cop.
When I was growing up, we had one cop in town. And sometimes there was none because somebody had quit and they hadn't replaced it yet.
And the radio always called him, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you call the fire department and just back up?
I think it was the county sheriff.
Okay.
Yeah.
They may not be able to arrest people.
They could hose them down at least.
They could.
That's good.
That is a good start.
That's smart.
So if you wanted to commit a crime in Villisca, it would be easy to distract.
Oh, yeah.
You just
yeah.
call in something going on in the other part of town, and then you go rob somebody's right. house.
Yeah, and if you were going to...
Yeah, but what is that, two blocks?
Yeah.
Well, the other side of town?
Yeah, he can see you from there.
He tipped a cow.
Yeah, I saw him.
Well, the worst thing I usually did was abuse the school permit that I had for driving to and from school when I was like 14.
Yep.
And if you knew the cop was at that end of town, okay, well, I'll go out of town that way.
Right.
You know,
right.
Well,
no
problem.
Would just leave the cop station and look out from the front yard and say you can see the town. If you're like an old school sheriff, old West Town.
The Hiram.
Right. Look over the bluff. I don't think you had that option. No. There's no bluffs.
People love their pets. There's an increased demand for refrigerated pet foods. These things are often advertised as good enough for humans to eat.
Todd will try it.
I only try the treats.
He has a line.
Way to have standards.
He does.
I don't need any of that wet dog food. That looks kind of gross.
It does.
Does it though?
It's not made. No, it looks horrible, the wet dog food.
Sometimes it looks good in the commercials.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll catch myself and be like, that's not bad. And you're like, it's Alpo. Yeah.
But the little bits of kibble are fine, huh? The dry dog food, you're just sitting there watching the game, popping a few of those?
Just snacks.
Are those
little cookies, little bone-shaped cookies?
Is that food $3,400?
I'm not aware of that, no.
My dog's going under the knife right now, by the way.
Oh.
My dog, Chloe's, my dog pulled a hammy. I'm serious. Busted her ACL.
What?
Yeah, $3,400. They're operating on it right now.
So, did your dog not warm up properly?
$3,400. You know how many dogs you can buy with that?
I know.
Oh, no, that's not even an issue.
Don't even think about it.
I love little thing too, but you know, wife and the kids, you're not going to.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, the dog wasn't life threatening. It just yanked its ACL, but for like a week and a half now, it's walking around on one leg like Todd did a couple years back.
This from a guy whose longtime mantra was, bury it in the yard and get a new one.
Yep.
Right.
I did say that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you do when they die. You do.
Yeah.
He's not there yet.
No. Yes.
How old is your dog?
That's why we got to fix. She's only 8, a small dog. She's got about 7 more years in her, probably.
Oh, and the good news is we don't have to do a GoFundMe for this.
No. Right. My visa's taking care of this. But
people would respond to that.
I'm not going to beg for people to pay for my dog's ACL.
Now, listen.
they would pay for your dog's ACL, but not yours.
No, of course not. No, they would.
Listen, I think that might be a scam. Because our dog had the same thing.
Yeah.
Little dog, same thing. You know how they are.
Yeah.
Jumping off the couch.
Yeah, that's what this did, yeah.
And so they said they offered us the same option, or we just take these injections and some medication and just keep working it and exercising it and build it back up again.
I'm hoping.
So physical therapy.
The guy sat down with seemed pretty cool. I did some research on the place, a legitimate place. So I'm not really worried about it.
Okay.
I don't want to spend $3,000, but I had to.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
That way he doesn't have to take it to PT 3 times a week.
Boy, that's expensive for a little.
Yeah. I thought maybe $1,500 going in. Yeah.
Double plus.
Yeah, you know,
Chloe.
Yeah,
but you are paying to save the tears of your family.
Thank you, Craig.
What you're really doing.
Yeah,
because
the dog for the week and a half, it's just walking around with this one little bad leg, but it's eating fine, happy.
Three good ones.
Yeah. But I'm paying for the tears of my family. Exactly.
Do they put a brace on it? Do you know?
We'll find out. They got a cone on her head like you wore that time.
Oh, yeah?
So Todd wouldn't chew his stitches for like a week.
Yeah. It was necessary.
I really can't.
I'm going this weekend, so I'm not going to be around for the weekend with the cone.
Oh, for the rehab.
2 weeks of cone, apparently, on the head.
Cone.
The dogs always look so sad in the cone.
They do.
Because they are.
I think they know they deserve them.
Yes, they are.
Right. They can't lick their balls.
You look at Todd that week.
Chloe didn't ever lick her balls.
The only upside of being a dog.
Yeah. Is lick your balls?
Yeah. You can lick yourself.
Direct access.
And people feed you and pet you.
Oh.
You don't have to go to work.
If you're lucky, those kind of dogs.
18 hours of sleep a day.
Right.
That is the life.
14. They only sleep about 14 hours.
You haven't met my dog.
It seems longer.
They're a lot more productive than you think.
Well, they're laying there. Sometimes their eyes open. They're just relaxing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're relaxing for their next nap.
So there's one place where you can get some of this fancy dog food. and you get a questionnaire that tracks some 125 data points on your dog, including
practice.
Weight, breed, age, even a diagram where owners select the picture that resembles their dog's poop.
What?
And so they are selling this $90 stool testing kit to determine what microbes are living in the animal's guts.
You test
so
the
it
stool.
Can make so they can make dietary recommendations. They might figure out that your dog needs more fiber, probiotics, or more exercise.
Okay, and, if I spend money
the
on
dog
that, then
in
punch
that
me.
Direction.
Then punch me. I just want my dog to not limp.
Apparently, there's a snack bar.
I'm not testing the poop.
Apparently, there's a snack bar that hikers and campers share with their dogs on the trail that is selling well online and in some outdoor-focused stores as well.
Oh, so you send them a sample like the Cola Guard?
Yeah.
You poop in a box and ship it off to a lab?
Yep.
You know what you should do?
And they send you food.
Send some human poop and see what they say. What the hell's your dog doing? What's your dog? Your dog apparently likes Bush Light.
Your dog's an alcoholic.
Your dog's an alcoholic.
Oh, my God.
And eats cheesesteaks. That's a weird diet.
That's what it's like in New York, you know, when you go walking down the street and you see dog poop everywhere.
Really?
And then every once in a while you go like, okay, that can't be dog. There's no way that's from a dog. I mean, that's way too long. And
it's tapered.
Too,
That's what you should do with this company. Drop in a sample of your own.
See what they get it right.
Say, hey, here's $100. Check and see for check for colon cancer if you could.
See if my dog's prostate's okay.
No, you check for your own colon cancer.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, your new clothes.
Just cheaper.
Right. You give them a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Too fun.
Yeah.
You know what, though? They do scam, though, right?
Yes.
Because I took my dog in, and the same thing, it was an issue with my dog pooping too much.
Okay.
And she starts checking his teeth, and she's saying that he needs
a cleaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
they got to put him out to sleep for that when they clean their teeth.
She tried to sell me doggy mouthwash.
Really?
Dog mouthwash, yeah.
Well, that's stupid.
Where you drink it. I guess you put it in the water and they drink it and it kills them.
So they have a nice minty fresh breath when they're breathing on your balls. No, their balls, excuse me.
Yeah.
That was a Freudian.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that's why you give them the bones.
That's why you're paying for this.
You like peanut butter, don't you, boy?
You give them the bones and the antlers to chew on because that actually cleans their teeth when they're when they're gnawing.
But doggy mouthwash.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, at least they just drink it. You don't have to teach them how to gargle.
Yeah.
That'd be impossible.
Yeah, but if you got a dog who can gargle, you take that on America's Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
But
America would love the gargling dog.
Four yeses.
Yeah.
So cute.
He would sing too high.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'll be president in 10 years.
That's viral.
You'd have been buzzed, by the way, if you'd have done that bit.
Instantly.
That would have been a bit. I'm going to do a gargling dog. Ah, yeah.
It's a no for me.
It's a no.
Is there a part of America's Got Talent where America votes? Is that a factor?
Yeah. Apparently, oh, okay. Yeah. No, you do. You vote,
right? Because I always hated that part of
He was on the show and knows nothing about it.
I just watch my parts.
I know.
And then
you're right.
And I shut it off.
Exactly.
Ask Luke's daughter.
Yeah. Well, and me too. I sit through all of it as well.
Yeah.
It's a family thing. It's fun.
Of course it is.
It can be on when the family's around.
America's
so,
Got
yeah.
Talent's right. Greg Morton. He knows nothing about the show, but he was on it.
I taped it.
Oh, yeah. Right. To watch you, right?
And fast-forwarded through everything else, but you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I would do that, too.
Funny. Just makes sense.
Right.
Well, yeah, a lot of that stuff, like, what do I've done at the house, there'll be, like, the trapeze people be, like, catching. You're like, that's cool, but, like, so what?
Yeah. Mm. You're not going to go pay shit in
Vegas.
I'm
not interested, no.
No.
Oh, honestly, not even, like, catch them once, but, like, oh, you can do it. But then they're up there for, like, 3 minutes.
Right.
Like, hey, Get it. You work out. Yeah. You can catch things. Like, what, wow. Move on.
You are young, aren't you?
That's
all we had to watch when we were kids.
Yeah, that's
right. Ed Sullivan's show. Here come the trapeze act. Right,
we did watch it.
I don't get the dog acts when they have the trained dogs that just, you know, ooh, they, you jumped through a hoop. Ooh, you jumped over that thing, and for some reason they get voted through.
Yeah,
I'm like,
they ain't gargling
just,
though,
and nobody protested.
It's not impressive.
Greg, PETA didn't protest any of the animal acts.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
they'd have protested the gargling dog bit, though. So we know Martin's not an animal, but geez, stop that stupid bit. Bring the Ryan Newman bit. We like
okay,
that one.
Okay, go. Single ladies. Good boy.
You get a room in Vegas.
Maybe the finalists, Greg Morton and the gargling dog, and they win. The dog wins, and you're sitting there all pissed off.
You gotta shake its hand.
It's a paw.
Good luck.
Paw.
It's a hand. Fist bump.
Go ahead.
No, the website says America's Got Talent all over that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice looking photo on the stage there. Cool, man.
Oh, I'm slinging that.
Man. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, man.
Everywhere. That's my street cred right there.
Funnybonomaha.com to see America's Got Talent Zone. Greg Morton.
Greg Morton.
Tonight through Saturday, kids show Saturday afternoon.
No, Sunday afternoon.
Jesus, Todd screwed me up a couple hours ago, and now I'm messed up.
You sure are.
Sorry, Todd.
Yeah, I think you screwed up, and then Puss tried to correct
me. Or as they like to call me in the mall.
Yeah. What do they call you?
Craig Morgan.
Yeah.
You're that Craig Morgan.
Oh, where'd that come from?
I don't know. They get the names mixed up in that.
Yeah.
Some of them do, not all of them.
Craig Evans has been with the show for, off and on, about 20 years, and he still gets Greg. Yeah, we love the news with Greg.
Yeah.
And we got Dick Allen with us.
Yeah.
And Nick gets Dick, but that's obviously explainable.
Right. That's after he introduces himself.
Yep.
Just like that.
At night and when I meet people. Yeah.
How many people stop you in airports now? Because, TV show is huge. And airports, you look like the guy on stage. You wear the glasses. You don't have a disguise. Mm-hmm. That's you.
Five times, just waiting for my ride.
Yeah, just
here at the.
You stopped here?
Yes.
Five times here?
Yes, five times
and
here.
And that's just in Omaha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some of Colleen's former employees stopped me.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, did you?
That worked with him at the old club.
Yeah.
One of the servers from the old club.
But that's also, they know him from them. But how about you just walking through O'Hare or walking through the airport in Toronto? I mean, everybody knows who you are, right?
I don't even go there.
Well,
I try to fly out of Buffalo if I can.
Okay, really? Either way, you get recognized at airport because of who you are.
A lot.
Yeah. They have TV in Buffalo, so they might recognize.
Did it change?
They do.
Did it change?
I know, but it's a smaller airport.
Was it like a week after your first appearance on AGT, did you get recognized more in the airport, just a week or two afterwards? Was it night and day?
Night and day.
Yep.
Yeah. As soon as I got back.
Man.
Yeah. I was at
signing autographs, getting pictures?
I was at the supermarket, okay, and I go away. I said to my wife, listen, I'm going to get the car. We got a lot of groceries.
Right.
So I'll bring the car around. So I walk away. The lady comes up to my wife. Excuse me. Is that the guy that's on America's Got Talent?
Noises.
And then she says, well, what the hell are you doing here? What the hell's he doing here?
Because they don't,
get the groceries. People got to eat, you know.
He still eats.
I can't believe he gets his own groceries.
He was in my TV, and now he's here. He's at the supermarket.
Great. That's funny.
It was fun.
Do you know the gargling dog?
Did he get his autograph?
Is that the guy on AGT? Does he know the gargling dog?
He should have won.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Oh,
The gargling dog.
Should have won.
The gargling dog should have won.
I'm no world traveler, but I do know that Toronto to Omaha, there's a nonstop flight. Air Canada.
I'm boycotting them.
Really?
I don't like Air
What's
Canada
the problem with
at
Air
all.
Canada?
They're too nice. They're too Canadian.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I'm done.
They're too nice.
he's
become Americanized, obviously, all these years. He doesn't care.
When I flew Air Canada, our aisle donkey, our flight attendant, was very concerned that I might be
aisle donkey?
Yeah, that's not our term. That's what some pilots called them, and we've heard that
right.
in the industry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He
was concerned that I might be a little drunk because I had about 8 vodkas on a 5-hour flight.
Oh, that's not that much.
No, I said I'm fine.
For Todd.
But I was glad he was concerned.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was on a flight, and this was not that long ago, and this guy had a couple. It didn't hit him until he got up in the air.
Right.
And then he tried to get out of the plane.
Oh, he was
trying to open the door.
One of those flights?
No. Yeah.
What happened?
They rushed him back to his seat. Got and
he's just going nuts a little bit.
So I complained about it, see if I could get some free air miles or something. You know, say there's a guy on the plane trying to kill us.
Yeah.
And they go like, oh, well, you know, it's not our responsibility. Well, damn right it is. Yes, it's your responsibility.
Yes, it is.
They shoot him with a tranquilizer gun?
I try to get some free miles out of him.
What you got
to
do.
But he almost, he was trying to open the door in midair.
Yeah, the front one. Okay.
He was trying to get, he thought it was the bathroom.
Oh, really?
Should yeah. Ah, wasted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I say let him go.
Before they put your seatbelts on. Yeah. We're going to let this guy off right here.
For the record, since I'm flying in about an hour or so, I love you guys. Thank you for everything. You flight attendants are top notch, and thank you for the alcohol ahead of time.
And TSA guys, can't wait.
They're always cool.
To meet the
they're
TSA
always
guys.
Cool.
They are.
Yeah,
and airport bartenders, more importantly.
Oh yeah, yeah, they're very cool too.
Yeah.
TSA will let you through fast because they know that you know the gargling dog.
I told the story. I got stopped last time at
Sometimes
TSA.
Sometimes if you pull the random number. And it doesn't matter who you are.
No, agreed. I moved inside that machine just to pull my pants up or something.
You know what? And every time
they pulled me out, and this is in Omaha, and all the TSA guys listen to the show, they're cool, and the dude's got to feel me up.
Yeah.
And that sucks for them. You know, yeah. It just sucks for them. They got to backhand your balls and the whole bit, and he's going, hey, and he's starting to do this, and he goes, hey, by the way, I wish we'd have met some another way, but I love the show. And he's backhanding my nuts. I said, you're doing your job. Little to the left.
Now it's my turn.
Put your hand over.
So go ahead, the TSA. You're at airports more than any of us, by the way.
No,
so.
I was just going to say, when I get into that machine, I always think jazz hands. Yeah. Do you guys? I always go, jazz.
Do you have the TSA free, where the line's a little shorter?
I never get that.
You got to sign up for it.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Or sometimes you get it random.
Right.
They have enough of my information, believe me.
But you got to sign up for it, and you probably
wouldn't. That's a guy bitches about miles.
Yeah. You probably wouldn't pass the background check.
No, I probably
then
wouldn't.
Lose your $85.
My Wikipedia is all messed up.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Man,
I'll tell you later.
We're getting out a little bit. FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Greg Morton all weekend long. Our own Nick Allen. You can call him Nick if you want.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.